What? What do you mean you have until? What the hell? I have until 5 p.m. until he leaves. Who the hell does this worm think he is? 5 p.m. Oh, shoot. Yeah, it's close. Hi, guys. James from Ingvid. Yeah, Mr. E. It says, I have until 5 p.m. That means that's the deadline. Now, he didn't say the word by, and there was a reason for that. And that's what today's lesson is about. By and until. These are both prepositions of time, so that makes them similar, but they are very, very different in how we apply them and what they mean. Today, I'm going to help you with this because many students have difficulty with it. And we're going to do a little bit of a spelling check and see how well you know some of these words. Are you ready? Let's go to the board. So, until. As I said, this is called a Venn diagram, by the way. And what that means is there are two different objects, but there's a place in which they intersect. That means they come together where they have something similar. And then there are parts that are very different. So when you use a Venn diagram, it's very useful because it helps you figure out what's the same and what's not the same. So what's the same? They are both prepositions of time, until and by. There are other meanings for, you know, by, which we'll touch on. But, you know, this is what we want to know for this particular subject. So let's start with until. Until means you have a period of time to do something and then you have to stop. That means you start now and this period of time continues from this moment on, but then it stops. Okay? Now, until can also be seen in two other forms. Sometimes you see till like this, T-I-L-L. This is the informal version of until. It is a word by itself, so don't get confused and think, oh, but they look very different. No, no, this is a word, till, and it means the same as until. Okay? Two separate words. Cool? Next. The next one we have is up till. And you go, well, what's that? I thought that. No. This is the short version of until. This is the until I get this right. Let me start again. This is the short version of until. You can see it's T-I-L, T-I-L. And this apostrophe tells us that the beginning part is missing. So this means up till. Now, this is talking. Remember I said that you continue until a period you stop? This is talking about just the final time. You have up till 5 o'clock. That's the final time. When we say until, we're talking about now until this time, the continuation. Cool? So that's what until means. So we're looking at a period of time that continues, then you must stop. Why is this different from by? Well, by isn't talking about a continuation. It's just saying period, and then there's a future point sometime in the future. That's when it's going to end. Okay? So it will happen before a certain time or at a certain time in the future. Cool? So it's going to happen at a certain time, like before the certain time or at a certain time. So that's the end point. So you're here and it's not continuing. We're not talking about continuing. We're just going, it ends here. This one continues. This one's just like jump to the future, a certain time or up or just before that time. So it could end actually here, but this is the end point. They both have stops, but we get there differently. Cool? Now, you'll see this one here, and I said, by the time. This means the same as by. The only difference is we use this before a verb. Like, by the time I get home, get is the verb. By the time you finish dinner, finish is the verb. So we will use by the time before a verb. Otherwise, it means the same. Are we cool? Now, I gave you an example, I've talked, but why don't I give you some examples? Because by looking at the examples side by side, you can see how they have a similar meaning, right? They are prepositions of time, but how we arrive and the actual meaning is a bit different. And there's going to be one that's a little bit tricky that we're going to get to when I do the quiz later on. So let's go. So here you can see that I use all three versions of till. Until, up till, and till. Just so you can see how they work and how they work the exact same. It's just spelling, okay? And this one does have a little bit of a different meaning, but you'll see it here. So, first one I want to do is, you have until May 13th to bring the book back. And what I wanted to say was bring the book back to the library, but I didn't have enough room. So keep in your mind, bring the book back to the library. Okay? Now, how is it different when we say by? When we say by, we say this. You must bring the book to the library by May 13th. This is the final point in the future. Okay? So in the future, you want to go here. Final point. Here, you have until. So we're starting today, whatever day this is, but then you have from today until May 13th. On this one, we're saying, you got the book? Bring it back by this time. We don't care how much time is here. End point. All right. Next. I will be up till 10 p.m. today. Okay. I will be up till 10 p.m. today. This is the final time, right? So we're not, it's much more similar in this case to by than the rest of the untils. That's the final time we're talking about. But there is that continuation. There is that continuation where what we're looking at is it may be 2 o'clock now, 3 o'clock, but up till 10 p.m. So it's continuing, okay? Final time is 10 p.m. Over here, do you remember I said some future point, right? That something's going to happen? You look at the verb, we got will. These are future tenses, right? We got them built right in. I will be in bed by 10 p.m. today. That's a future tense. There you go, right? All right, now let's go down this one. I work till 5 o'clock tomorrow. That means I will be working and continue until 5 p.m. Here it says, I will be finished work by, right? That future point in time, we got that will, 5 o'clock tomorrow. You will see the similarity, how they're similar and the differences. This is only concerned mostly, I should say, with that future time, not the continuation. While this one talks about that continuation, starting and continuing into the future. Cool. We know their prepositions on time, both of them. We know how they work. I've given you examples how you would write similar statements and how they have to change because of how these work. But you know something? I'm not sure if you got it. So what I want you to do is follow me. We'll do a quiz. We'll see how well you learn this. You ready? Hey, and we're back. Let's go to the board and do our quiz. And we're going to do our bonus. And I'm going to give you homework because that's how the class rolls, right? So, first question I want to ask you is this. I have to finish my website something due first. Would it be by or till? What do you think? Do you remember what we said about by? That's some future period in time, right? So, by June 1st. That's a future period in time. It doesn't matter. We're not talking about continuing. You might not do any work until like May 30th or something. I don't know, or May 25th. But then you got to get it done by June 1st. So let's look at the second sentence. I will be studying English dinner time. I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint here. Do you remember we talked about what? Continuation? ING is continuation, right? Present continuous. Something is continuing. So we're going to say until. That was easy. If we look for an ING, we know it's probably going to be until. Yeah? How about number three? He's late. I will wait something 6 p.m. Then I'm leaving. What do you think that will be? Well, remember we said will is future time? So if we're talking about future time, I'm going to bet it's up till. And I want you to note the spelling because we talked about that before. Remember? Up, this is the shortened version of until. So up till is the final time. This is the final time, 6 p.m. Then I'm leaving. Cool? So what about number four? We have to leave something a.m. if we want to catch the train. Okay. We have to leave by because this time has started. Maybe it's 10 p.m. at night we're talking. But from this time, we have by 8 a.m. if we want to leave. So we have to leave by 8 a.m., right? Cool. It's not a continuation. This is the forward time in the future. So the future time is 8 a.m. So whatever we are here, 8 a.m. is in the future. And now number five, I will be at the hospital something 5 p.m. Now, this is a very, very special one. Okay? Very special. You're going to figure it out in 2 seconds. Pay attention. All right? I will be at the hospital. Which one of you guys said bye? You're correct. Which one of you guys said until? Oh, you're correct. What? You got to be careful here. Because look at the sentence. I know this is a future, but do you remember how we said bye until? Something continues and then it stops and then something is in a future time. This type of sentence could be either one, context driven. So you have to actually know. I will be at the hospital by 5 p.m. means whatever time it is now, in the future, I will arrive there. Okay? So I'll be there by 5 p.m., not before that time. I'm sorry. I got stuff to do, but at this future time, I'll get there. But I could also, I will be at the hospital until 5 p.m. That means I'm here now, but at 5 p.m., I will leave the hospital. So in a situation like this, you got to be very careful because we are both talking about the future. But if the person's going to leave, then we're going to have to use until. But if they're going to arrive, we're going to use by. I know. You didn't see that coming, did you? You were like, oh, I know, I know. And I'm like, hey, I did explain things for a reason. And they both kind of have a future kind of idea on them, right? Up until sometime in the future, then it stops, or at a future point. So if you're looking at something like, I will be at, if someone says, I will be at work, it could be by or until, depending on the context. So be careful of the context and you'll know for sure. Cool? All right. So I'm glad that was good because some of you, I know some of you guys were like 100% and you were like, it's by and until because I was listening to what you said. But even if you got this or this right, you're still correct. It's just understand that it could be different depending on the context. So you have to know, is the person arriving or is the person leaving? And then you'll know the answer, right? Now, we have a couple more things because you know I always give you a bonus. And the first thing I want to talk is up until now. That means something has been going very, very well up until now. Or something could be going very, very bad up until now. Because in this moment, something has changed, right? You've been very good to me up until now. That means you were good, then you stopped. It's been bad weather up until now. So it was bad weather, now it's nice and sunny. Okay, till now, basically same, right? Up to this moment and up to this point in time. They all basically say the same thing, right? These three are just another way of saying until, okay? So you have six ways of saying it. Now, you're going to look here and it looks like I made a mistake. Like, what is this? Well, sometimes even native speakers make a mistake with using by or by. Do they know how to say it properly? Of course they do. But I bet you if you want to have fun and do a little test, don't let them see this part and just say, when you say by, what kind of grammar is that? Most of them won't say preposition or by with an E is an exclamation or by with a verb. They'll probably say by with a verb because they'll know that one. But it's good to keep in mind because if native speakers can make that mistake, you can make that mistake. So by this way is preposition. In this particular lesson, we used it as a preposition in time. By here is an exclamation like by, short for a goodbye. And then by cheese, milk, bread, whatever, right? As a verb. Now, here is the homework for this particular lesson that I want you to do. I have three different questions, and my question to you for 1 million points. And I want you to answer these questions either on Facebook or InVid or YouTube. Put the correct answer, and you can get 1 million points for everybody who does a thumbs up on your particular answer. And in our community, a lot of people are doing it. It's kind of nice to see when you see, 15 or 20 people give someone a thumbs up. It gives them enthusiasm to keep studying. And sometimes they really write stuff that you can use in your own studying. So you've got some great people there. So the first one I want to ask you is this. Please pay this bill something May 1st. Is that by or until? I'd love to tell you, but this is your homework. You got to do it. Put the answers below. you have something Friday to hand in your essay. Some of you guys are studying English, so you hear this a lot, okay? Which one is it, by or until? And then this one's tricky, so pay attention. I made an effort to make sure you're aware of this one. She'll be at the office something 12 p.m. Is that by or until? Anyway, what I want to do is I want to give you the quote for the day. It's right here. Okay. This is from Nelson Mandela. He was actually the president of South Africa, right? Freedom fighter at one time. He said, it always seems impossible until it's done. Hope you enjoyed the lesson. I hope you enjoyed the quote. What I'd like you to do is make sure you do like and subscribe. Or better yet, please go to Ingvid, where there's going to be a quiz, right? www.ing as in English, vid as in video.com. There'll be a quiz, and there's like another 1,000 videos for you to watch and learn from. I look forward to seeing you there. And as always, thank you for supporting us by watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe. See you soon.